Well, who are you?
I am God.
You don't look like God.
Am I not wrapped in lapis lazuli?
I don't know. Is that what it is?
No, not really. It never was. It's just blue.
And that makes you a god?
No. I am a god.
Muslim?
No. Not Allah.
Well, we've avoided that controversy.
Not Buddha.
Well, that's obvious.
Not Joshua. Or Yahweh. Not Shiva. Or...
Well, then, what god are you?
A god!
Who are you?
I'm God.
Who?
God.
I got it. Capital or lowercase?
Just God. You know, dog spelled backwards.
Who are you?
Whatever you like.
Okay, so it's probably meaningless.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure, whatever you like.
How can that be?
Why not?
No, why?
Why not?
Who are you?
God.
Who?
Still God. Look, you're not that dense. You know what I mean. I'm God. You're not. It's simple. It's simple.
Well, how can that be? I'm in the presence of God?
Quite simple.
So I'm dead?
No.
I'm called?
No.
I'll be a prophet?
No, I'm a silent god.
Well, now, wait a minute. You're talking to me.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, you just think I am. I'm not.
What good is that? What good is a silent god?
All the goodness in the world.
Thank you.
that again.
All the goodness in the world. Think of an ancient rule.
How ancient? Oh, wait, you mean like, eat your peas?
Ancient like ancestors.
I don't know much about ancestors.
Exactly. An old rule was honor the dead.
And?
Didn't do much good, did it? Do you even know who your ancestors were?
My family tree goes back 2 centuries.
If you don't know their names, you are honoring nothing. The lives of your ancestors exist or not by being remembered. Your ancestors have faded like mists on the sea, blown away to nothingness by your lack of memory. If your ancestors have faded away, who are you and how do you know?
Wait, who am I?
You are God.
mean, why?
You had to be.
Why?
A necessity.
How?
A bit of clay.
A bit of clay. A bit of clay.
No words. No light. No medium. A wet one of dirt and a bit of emotion. A soggy bit of soil made to think and toil. To wonder at the world created from imagination. Everything alive or dead, animal or vegetation, a clump of mud, no more, no less. You are.
But why?
You are my eyes and ears, my heart and light, thought and mind. I live only through you.
But you are God, with eyes and ears. I see them just as I am. A delusion?
Only if you wish. A wish so strong, a king, a ruler, a guide, a priest, magic. A man or woman, an idea, a duty, all this and less from your mind.
Do go on.
As you wish.
But why? What need have I of you? What need have you of me?
Remember this?
As I said, you do go on.
For this? Once there was a boy king who, as boy kings do, tormented everyone who stopped his wishes from coming true. He beat up all his playmates, tortured all his pets, killed his with fear, but they prayed to all the gods that they believed in. Believed one named Anu was chosen to save them. Thought that Anu acted, and this tale they began to tell. They believed that Savior was shaped to stop their hell. And in the end, it turned out well.
And that's where I come from.
Oh, what wad of dirt, a soggy bit of soil, a clump of mud, no more, no less, my life sweat, strain, and toil. I fought the boy king to a draw, a boy God made by the gods, instilled with loyalty to the boy king's royalty, and wonder at this amazing world. Did I succeed? Did I actually overcome the boy king?
Yes, and fast friends until the end. Your end again, a tale of doubtful authenticity, a dream and gathering complicity. To save the boy king's childish toy, you went to hell, using a ploy. You thought you had outwitted the gods of death, but like Persephone, a great regret, you saved the toy and lost your life.
Wait, you mean I'm dead?
Of course, and no. Remembering about your ancestors? You are remembered. Words engraved on shards. A metaphor.
A wet wad of dirt, a soggy bit of soil, that clump of mud, no more, no less, a handful of fired clay.